Today's daf is Masechtas Nida Daf Beis. We are Be'ezus Hashem, the beginning of a new Masechta, Masechtas Nida. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shelema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. Today's also the Yartzeit of the Heilige Chasam Sofer, the 180th Yartzeit, Rav Moshe Ben Rav Shmuel. So a little bit of an introduction. So the idea of Nida is mentioned a few times in the Torah. Most notably, in the end of Parshas Metzora, the pasuk says, "V'isha kisiya zava, dom yiya zoyva bifsara, shivas yomim tia benidasa, v'chol hanoygeya ba yitma ad ha'arev." So the pasuk is clearly describing a woman that is bleeding. "V'isha kisiya zava, dom yiya zoyva bifsara," says the Torah, because of the blood that she saw, shivas yomem tia benidasa, she's tamei for a period of 7 days. And then the pasuk goes on to describe in great detail what the halachas of her tumah are. Several psukim later, says the Torah, v'isha ki yazuv zoiv doma yomim rabin, b'loi es nidasa, oi ki sazuv al nidasa, kol yomei zoiv tumasa, ki mei nidasa tia tmeyahi. Again, the pasuk is describing a woman that is bleeding. And again, the Torah goes into great detail to describe the laws of Tumah of this woman. Now, what's the difference between the first parasha of Nida, quote-unquote, and the second parasha? It's two words. The Torah adds in the second parasha that when this woman was Royadam, she saw it beloy es nidasa. Meaning, Chazal said that even though it's not clear in the Psukim, we're talking about a woman that was Roya Dam, but not just any Dam. This is Dam that came from her uterus. And what the Torah is saying is that this woman who's Roya Dam from her Rechem is going to be Tameh. However, depending on whether she saw it Be'es Nidasa in the natural time, or Shaloi Be'es Nidasa in an unnatural time, that's going to dictate what her halachic status is going to be. In either case, she's going to be Tameh. But at the same time, as it relates to the details of her state of Tumah, what matters is, did she see it Be'es Nidasa, or did she see it Shaloi Be'es Nidasa? Now, the truth is, the initial sugis that we're going to learn in Masechtas Nida aren't really going to go into too much detail in terms of Es Nidasa, Shaloi Be'es Nidasa, the sugis of Vestis. These are things that we're going to see in the coming Dafin. But just as an introduction to Masechtas Nida, it's important to note that the laws of Nida, Midairaisa, and even Midirabanan, are very different than the way the laws of Nida are today. Midairaisa, every woman has an 18-day cycle from when she is Roya Dam. The first 7 days of this 18-day cycle, any dam that she sees will render her a nida. The halacha of a nida is that she's tamei, and she's going to be tamei for a period of 7 days. Now, what's important to note is that even if this woman would be Roya Dam for the entire 7 day period, the halacha is she would only remain tamei for 7 days. So if she was Roya Dam day 1 through 7, but 7 o'clock, on day 7, B'shash Shkiyas Achama, she was tar, she goes to the mikveh, by the next day, she's going to be tar. She doesn't have to wait Shiva Nikiyim, there's no issues. The next 11 days, meaning from day 8 until day 18, if she's Roya Dam, she doesn't become a Nida. At that point, if she's Roya Dam, she'll be a Zava. What's the halacha of a Zava? A Zava is Tame, but she has to be Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. Which means, if she saw Dam one day, she's Tame that day, she would have to be Shemeres Yoim Kineged the one day that she saw Dam, meaning she'd have to be clean for one day. And as long as she's going to be clean for one day, the halacha is she'll be Tahar again. What if she saw Dam 2 days? So now she has to be Shemeres Yoim Kineged Yoim times two, being that she saw Dam 2 days in a row. So she would have to be clean for 2 days in order for it to be Tahar again. If she sees Dam 3 days in a row, then the halacha is she gets upgraded. She's not just a Zava, or a Zava Kitana, now she becomes a Zava Gedoyla. A Zava Gedoyla, in order for her to be Tar, has two chumras. Number one, she would have to be Roya Shiva Nikiyim. She would have to be 100% clean for 7 days. Additionally, a Zava Gedoyla, Bizman Shabes Amikdash Ayakayim, had to bring a carbon. She's one of the Mechusrei Kippurim. In order for her to be 100% Tar, she would have to bring a carbon. Regardless, every woman has this 18-day cycle. If she sees Dam during the first 7 days, she's a Nida. If she sees Dam during the next 11 days, she's a Zava. If she saw Dam one day or even 2 days in a row, she's a Zavik Tana. If she sees Dam 3 days in a row, at that point, she's going to be a Zava Gedoyla. Obviously, there's a lot of nuances as it relates to this Cheshbon. We saw some of it not so long ago in Masechtas Erechin. But regardless, that's the gist of the way Hilchas Nida works. Now, it's important to note that this was all Bezman Shavei Samikdash Hayakayim or Bezman Chazal. But the Gemara says in Masechtas Nida, Daf Samech Vav, that being that women started getting confused, that she a Nida, she is of a Ketana, she is of a Gedoyla, so the Chachamim said that any woman that's Roya Dam, even Kechardol, she has to be treated in the most chumradiga way, which means she has to be treated like a Zava Gedoyla, which means that in order for her to be Tahar, she would have to have Shiva Nikim. So any woman, Bizman Hazeh, that's Roya Dam, from Mikar Domeha would have to be Roya Shivan Akiyim. Really, that's not Mikar Adin. Mikar Adin, it should depend on. Is it the first 7 days? Is it the next 11 days? Was it 1 day in a row? 2 days in a row? 3 days in a row? That's all Mikar Adin, and that's going to permeate a lot of the sugyas that we're going to learn in the Masechtas Nida. As it relates to Halacha Lamaisa, because of this confusion, because of Amei Haaretz, the Chachamim said, just to keep it simple, anytime an Isha's Roya Dam, always assume that it's the worst case situation. That's number one. Number two is when we talk about Nida, we have to remember there's two chalokim to Hilchas Nida. Number one, Tumah v'Tahira. Those are the psukim in Parshas Metzora, and there's a lot of Tahiris in Masechtas Nida. That's a big part of why Masechtas Nida has a reputation to be a difficult Masechta, because there's Tahiris. We're learning to say the Tahiris now. So there's a lot of Tumah v'Tahira, and that's simply because a Nida is Tameh. In addition to that, a Nida is also an Erva. It's a chayve krisos. If someone's boil a nida, even a husband and a wife, the halacha is, he's going to be chayve karis. If he does it b'shoigig, he has to bring a chatas. If he has a suffik, if he was b'shoigig boil a nida, he would have to bring an asham tali. The one thing that's unique about the chayve krisos of nida is that ordinarily, if someone's boil a chayve krisos and has a child, the halacha is, the child is a mamzer. Nida is the one exception to the rule. So if someone has a child with a nida, the halacha is that child... that child is not going to be treated as a Nida. Now, it's interesting that if you look in some of the Gemaras that we're going to learn and in Midrashim and even the Rishonim, you see that a Nida, once upon a time, was treated very differently than the way a Nida is treated today. Just to bring out this point, the Ramban in Parshas Vayetze, so we're all familiar with the Parsha. Yaakov works for Lavan for many years. Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, Zilpha, a whole mishpacha. Now Yaakov tells Lavan, I'm ready to leave. And Lavan is finding it very hard to part way from his family. The mishpacha leaves, and Lavan realizes that he's missing his avodah zarah. He's missing his beloved terafim. And Lavan starts trying to find it. Where is it? The pasuk says, where was it? Rachel had taken the trophim, and she was sitting on it. But Lavan checked everywhere, and he couldn't find it. He came to Rachel, and he said, Rachel, stand up, I have to check. They were trying to find where the trophim might be. So Rachel said, I'm sorry, I can't get up for you, because I'm in Nida right now. And as a result, Lavan didn't look underneath where Rachel was sitting, and he never found the trophim. Says the Ramban, everyone knows he's psukim. But if you think about it for a second, what does this mean? Lavan is missing his trophim. It sounds like they were very valuable, probably worth a lot of money, and certainly had a lot of religious, theological significance to Lavan. And Rachel says, I'm sorry, I'm a nida, pashit, it's hard for me to stand up. And as a result, what does that mean? Just because she's a Nida, that's an excuse that all of a sudden she somehow doesn't have to be checked, says the Ramban. V'anochem be'enai, ki hoyu ha-nidois b'mea kadmoyne meruchakos ma'oi. That really, to understand this, you have to realize that in ancient times, the Nida was very meruchak. Ki chen shmon me'oilem nidois. That's why they were called Nida. The Torah refers to this woman as a Nida. L'richukan, when someone's in cherem, he's menuda. They were literally put cast away. They couldn't come close to people. Nobody would talk to them. Because the kadmoinim knew meiroiv chachmasam shehevlon mazik. Their breath is dangerous. Gam ma bottom. If they would look at you, moilid gnai va'isa roishem rad can cause bad things. Kashabeira philosophim, like the Greek philosophers were meirichin. Oydani also lahaskin nesiyon abazen. Rabban says I'm going to get back to this. I'm going to talk about this later as well. Va'yoshvis bodo ba'oil. And because of this phenomenon, the nidus would sit by themselves in the oil. Yikonis ba'yodim. Nobody would go near them. Kumayche eskiru razal bebrayse shomasach des nido. Talmud also lishon b'shlamish. Either way, says the Rabban, that's what was going on over here. You know what Rachel said? If you're my father, I should get up, I should give you the proper covet, and I should tell you a proper goodbye. I can't come close to you. I have to stay away. It says, Raman, if you notice, as soon as Rachel said what he said, Lavan didn't say one word back to Rachel. As soon as Lavan heard that Rachel was a Nida, he didn't even talk, he didn't say anything. There was no response. He didn't say, it's okay. He didn't even say anything. The reason he didn't say anything is because of this idea, because it was understood that people wouldn't speak to the Nidus. But either way, that's the way the Nida was treated. And again, just to be myrich a little bit here in the introduction, and to bring out this point, to get a sense of what Nida meant once upon a time, just one other ha'ara. And this is also a smichos between the end of Seder Kach and the end of Masechtes Tamid and Midos, and the beginning of Masechtes Nida. The Ravid wrote a pirish on Masechtes Tamid, and in the end of his pirish on Masechtes Tamid, he brings an unbelievable chiddush from the Sefer HaMuktzos. The Sefer HaMuktzos was written by Rabbeinu Chananel. So the Ravid quotes the Sefer HaMuktzos, which was written by Rabbeinu Chananel, who said a chiddush as follows. He said that a koyein is not allowed to walk into an oil with his anida. So if there's a anida in a room, a koyein is not allowed to walk into the oil anida. Number one. Number two, he said if a Kohen walks into an oil anida, he's not let a duchen afterwards. Now, how does this come into the end of Masechtes Tamid? Because if you remember, the end of Masechtes Tamid, the Gemara spoke about how they used to duchen in the Beis HaMikdash, and there were differences between the way they duchen in the Beis. It was one bracha, not three. They used to mention the Shem Havaya, not the way we do it. They would lift their hands all the way up, not the way we do it today, except for the Kohen Gadol, because he was wearing the tzitz. So the Mishnah digressed in the end of Masechtes Tamid and spoke a little bit about the halachas of duchening. So it's over there that the Ravid brings this chiddush from Rabbeinu Chananel, who said, number one, a kohen is not allowed to walk into an oil with his anida. And number two, he said, if a kohen walks into an oil anida, he's not allowed to duchen. He said, not only is he not allowed to duchen, listen to his lashon, if the kohen was in proximity to anida, and he duchens, hare tfilosoi al yisrael toyeva. Va'afu goyrim lezaroi sheyeyoved min oilam. V'lo yoyed alo she'ini moitzeyes Yisrael yedei chayvasam. V'olav amar ha'kosev, he quotes Yeshaya Perek Aleph, as in Chazon Yeshayo. And he says on this, you have all these, the things he says is mavel al arayin. If a koyin became tamei, because he was in the same oil as anida, and then he went ahead and he duchen. It says, the Ravid, what's Pshat? Rabbeinu Chananel said this, one of the G'dayli Rishonim, one of the early Rishonim. So how do you understand this? What's Pasha Pshat and what Rabbeinu Chananel was saying? It says the Ravid that Pshat and Rabbeinu Chananel is based on two Gemaras. There's a Gemara that says that Onida is Hukish L'Avodah Zarah. And there's another Gemara that says that Avodah Zarah is Hukish L'Meis. Says the Ravid, a whole shtickle Torah, if Onida is like Avodah Zarah and Avodah Zarah is like a mace, and we know that a Kohen is not allowed to be Metamel L'Meis, it can't even be in an oil mace. So if that's the case, what should come out is that a koyin that's in the oil together with a nida, this koyin is not going to, is going to be tamei. And if he's going to be tamei, how could he go ahead and how could he do? Stating that, says the Ravid, that this isn't something that's bizman azemi ikradin. Why not? See, he says, based on those Mishnayos in Masechtes Tamid, he says, because once upon a time, when the Kohen used to duchen with the Shem Havaya, and it was bebracha achas, it was a whole different type of duchening, that Kohen couldn't duchen if he was tamei because he was in an oil with a nida. As opposed to today, where the Brichas Kohenim is only me'ein what the Brichas Kohenim once was. So today, it's not such a big deal. Stating that, says the Ravid, the Hamachmer Mizbarech. Someone's machmer in this idea, Mizbarech, he should be gebenched. The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is an Erech Chaim, Simon Chav Gimel, brings that the Pri Chodosh quotes this Ravid, who quotes the Sefer HaMaktzos, and then the Pri Chodesh says that also Lefarsin. You shouldn't be Mefarsin this. There's too much here. It's heavy. Don't be Mefarsin this Ravid. Says the Chasam Sofer, V'hine b'maylas kvoidoi over al divrei asmoi. V'arei persimoi. Says the Chasam Sofer, until the Pri Chodesh wrote this, nobody knew about this Ravid. No one knew about this Rabbeinu Chananel. Now the Pri Chodesh told everybody about it, and he said, Ey Lefarsin Adover. So he says, V'hine b'chilas kvoidoi over al divrei asmoi. V'harei persimoi. He brings at the end of the tshuva that Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis wrote to him, and said that maybe this is the reason why we don't do chim bezman hazeh. Kama kumus in nishtaru, how come we don't do chim bezman hazeh? Said Rabbi Ephraim Zalman, maybe the reason we don't do chim bezman hazeh is because it's bezman hazeh, it's in chutz laretz, and you have a tzir of this Rabbeinu Chananel that said that someone who's in contact with a nida and everyone's tummy, that tumma bezman hazeh, and as a result, said Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Magolus, maybe that's it, snatzlus, why we're mevatel and mitzvahs esedei raisel, the choir of koyts of archos b'nei Yisrael, amr lam yivrecha Hashem yishmerecha. What happened to the mitzvahs esedei raisel? So there's so many pshatim, said Rabbi Ephraim Zalman, maybe this is the pshat. But says the Chasam Sofer, b'derech agav, he says, b'derech agav, I'm going to tell you a dover nifla. I'm going to tell you a Dover Nifla that I took away from this writing. Again, today's the Chasam Sofer's yard site, so pardon the digression. And that is, says the Chasam Sofer, the Ravid said that even though it's not something that's really Nogeya Bezman Hazeh, but HaMachmer Yizbarech, someone that's Machmer Yizbarech, says, what does it mean that if someone's Machmer Tovay Olav Bracha, Bal Nefesh Yachmer, what does he mean? He means that a kind that Tziontif, and he says, I'm not Duchening. You know why? Because there's a Rabbeinu Chananel. It's in the Raivin, and then the Masechtes Tomid. Mamash, we learned these daf on Yontif. He says, I'm not duchening. I'm not going to get up to be oilu duchen. Tovay olav bracha chas v'shalom. How could you say that? He has a mitzvah saseh to go ahead and duchen. This is the minig Yisrael because of a favor from a shita from Rabbeinu Chananel. Chas v'shalom. That's not what he meant. So he said, what did he mean? What did he mean? What did the Raivin mean? He said, what the Raivin meant was that when a koyin who's machmer, he doesn't go into an oil with a nida. A koyin that's machmer, he doesn't go into an oil ames. A koyin that's machmer in these inyonim, that's the chumrah. The chumrah is to prevent it as much as possible. You see, there's an inyon for a koyin not to be in an oil with a nida. That's for sure a takeaway from the Rabbeinu Chananel. Not to not duchen chalila. You can't be soymich on this Rabbeinu Chananel and not duchen now. But what he means is someone that takes the underlying yisoid of the Rabbeinu Chananel seriously, and he doesn't go into an oil with a nida, that's the person that's tovay olav bracha. Says the Chasam Sofer in one paragraph. This is where you see sometimes the ga'onis of the Chasam Sofer. This is a tshuva about this ra'ivit, about duchening bezman hazeh. And says the Chasam Sofer, toich dvarav, if this is the case, I have a raya berura to something that my Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler once told the Noida B'Yehuda. And you know I know because I was an eyewitness. You know, kehanim bezman hazeh. So there's a big tumult. It's based on a Noid of Yehuda, on a Dogum Revava, if Kohanim have a right to be Mekel Bezman Hazeh when it comes to Tumas Meis. So this is Negeya, if a Kohen walking into a hospital or a Beis HaKfaris, and there's Mokum to maybe be Mekel, maybe, would be the premise that a Kohen shouldn't become Tomei, Tumas Meis, but all Tomei, Tumas Meis anyways. Everybody at some point, L'chaira, came in contact with a Meis, and you don't have Par Aduma. So if you have no Par Aduma, there's no way to ever be Tahar from Tumas Meis. So as a result, the Kohen's Tomei anyways. So you could be Moisef Tumo, Al Tumasoi. So the Emes is the Sugi Masechtes Nazar. And La'aloch, it's Machlok, is Rambam Ravid, to Memeg Zogan as Asvar. That being that Kohen are Tomei anyways, so Mehechetesi. And the Ravid is in Hilchas Nazirus. It's in Perikei, and as Asogas arrived, Halacha Tezayin, I'm just going to read the last line. V'koyhanu bezman hazeh tmei meisein, v'oid ein aleim chiev tumma, v'amechayev oisam, olav lahavi raya. And Rabbi Yehuda saw in this Ravid a mokayim betziru for other coolers to be mekel, maybe for a koyim bezman hazeh when it comes to inyanei tumma. Why? Because Kayanim are Tomei anyways. If they're Tomei anyways, what are you worried about? What are you worried about Tomas Meis? The Chasam Sofer in a tshuva in Yerideya, Simon Shin Lamed Ches brings that he was a young bacher and he was traveling with his grace of Rebbe of Nosson Adler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And they came to Prague. And the Rebbe said, let's go visit the Noida B'Yehuda, Rabbi Cheskel Landau. And he went into Noida B'Yehuda, and they were talking and learning, and they were talking about this Ravid. And the Noida B'Yehuda said that he sees in this Ravid, this unbelievable kula, that you could be mitzarif with a svek sveka, whatever the Noida B'Yehuda wanted to do with this. But al kaponim, there's a buses to say a tremendous kula. And Rabbi Nosson Adler told the Noida Behuda that he's making a toys. That I don't believe the Ravid ever felt halacha lemaisa that a kohen, because he's Tommy Tumas Meis, that means that he has a right now to go ahead and likatchila, even betzir of other kulas. He just meant, the lashon of the Ravid is, ein aleim chiev tuma v'hamechayev oisam. Emphasis on chayev, not on iser heter, but rather chayev, o potter. He just meant v'hamechayev oisam. But Maisa de Chassam Sofer says that they exchanged a lot of correspondence, letters between the two, and he said, I was the Shekingel. I was the one that my Rebbe sent. So imagine, Chassam Sofer is a young Bacher, and he's going between Rav Nosson Adler and the Noida B'Yehuda, and he's exchanging letters, and it's all in this Ravid. He said, years later, he saw the Dogum Ravava's commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and he saw that Noida B'Yehuda was Chayzer, and he said it was all Adank the Rebbe, that he was Moida to Rav Nosson Adler in his understanding of the Ravid. But either way, in one short paragraph, that's the Chassam Sofer, he says, this Ravid right here, tucked away in the end of Masechtas Talmid, is a raya to Rav Nosson Adler. It's a raya to what I wrote in that tshuva in Shin Lamechesh, Shin Lamechesh. Why? Because the Ravid said, Hamavore, is Barach. There's an Indian of Hamachmet Tavei Ola Bracha. What is he referring to? Again, a koyein that was in the oil with a nida. There's this concept of Tavei Ola Bracha that he shouldn't go ahead and duchen. Says that can't be what the Ravid meant. How could you tell me someone gets up, he says, I'm not duchening because of this Rabbeinu Chananel. He says, that's Elamai. What did he mean? He meant that if someone's machmer, he doesn't become tome, doesn't come in contact with a nida, even under the same oil as a nida, tavei ola bracha. He says, what's the problem? The Ravid himself explained that what's the whole yisoid of the Rabbeinu Chananel? Because the nida is hokush l'avayda zara, avayda zara is hokush l'meis. I thought the Ravid sheet isn't parakei hilchus naziris, the Ravid l'shita side. That a koyim is manazez, let it be metana to a meis. So if the Ravid l'shita side holds that a koyim could be metana to a real meis, how can he say a machmer tavei ola bracha with a nida, which is only a psaremis ben benoish shel remes? Elamai says the Chassam Sofer, it's a raya berura l'mashak l'safti, that the Ravid never meant mutter. He just meant that you can't be mechayev a koyim b'zman hazeh. Because once somebody's tamei, you can't become tamei again le'inyin chiyuvim, like an ein issa chalalissa type of halacha. But in terms of the ikar, isurim, avada chalila, the Ravid never meant that. That's something that he mentions b'derech agav. Either way, but as it relates to the ikar chiddush of Rabbeinu Chananel, he says I think pshat different. Not like the Ravid. The Ravid said it's because there's an Indian of Tumas Meis. And Nida is like Avodah Zara is like a Meis. You're not allowed to be in an oil on Meis. Says the Chassam Sofer that it could be pshat is more pashat. And it could be that what the Rabbeinu Chananel meant was this Ramban. The Ramban says that once upon a time, people didn't communicate with Anida. People wouldn't go into the same room as Anida. Look what the whole love on Rachel conversation ended as soon as Rachel said, Ki derech noshem li. So what you see is that the way the ancient world treated Nida is very different than the way we treat Nida b'zman hazeh. And it's for that reason, says the Chassam Sofer, could be Rabbeinu Chananel held that a koyin that's not nizer in this, a koyin that talks to a Nida, a koyin that goes into the same oil as a Nida, it's a prisos in the koyin, and einay roi lamay b'shores lefnei Hashem. If that's the case, it's poshut that b'zman hazeh, it's not the way it is. Why? He says, either nishtana teva, maybe shoyim b'psoyim Hashem, it doesn't matter. But benkach u'benkach, hayoyim b'zman hazeh, that Ramban is obviously not something that's relevant. There's no hamachmer yizborech, there's no bal nefesh yachmer tovay olav bracha. You don't have any of that. It's completely not applicable b'zman hazeh. And if that's not applicable b'zman hazeh, the chumra of Rabbeinu Chananel is not applicable b'zman hazeh. And he says, even though yodati ki agoyin Rav Zalman Margolis wanted to use this to be miyash of the Minhag Yisrael, I don't think it works. Because it's poshut to me that this was something that b'zmanehem, the way they viewed Nida, was like a pirtza for a kohen to do that. So now he's going to go ahead and he's going to duchen, hayitochen he's going to duchen. But avad b'zman hazeh, says the Chassam Sofer, but again, the takeaway from this as it relates to an introduction to Nida is that a lot of the things that we're going to see about Nida have to be appreciated in the context of the times and in the ancient world, Bimei Chazal, and maybe even the times of the Rishonim with this Rabbeinu Chananel. The Nida was viewed differently than the way it's viewed today. Another thing is that the whole Tumah V'Tahira component of a Nida is not negated as Manazeh, because we don't have Tumah V'Tahira. So today, whether a woman is a Nida or not is only negated the Erva component, whether she's Asa Levaila or Muta Levaila. But as it relates to the Tumah V'Tahira, the way more complicated part of Masechtas Nida, this is something that Bavli Nesenu Harabim is also not negeya bizman hazeh. Either way, on that note, begin the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Shammai Yomer. Shammai says, Kol Hanoshim Dayon Shaiton. A woman did a bedika, and she found out Her question now is that when did she become a Nida? Meaning, she now knows that she's a Nida. The question is, when did the dam leave the uterus? And as a result, when did she become a Nida? She just found it now, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the dam just appeared now. It's very possible that the dam has been there for a little while. Says Shammai Dayan Shaitan. You don't have to be concerned that it was that it's been there for some time, but rather she found it now. It's Mikanu Lahaba that she's going to be treated as a Tameh. In terms of what happened previously, you don't have to assume, the Gemara is going to explain, that maybe the dam has been there for a little while. Hillel says, no, Mipkida Lipkida, Afilo Yom Marbe. You have to be concerned. How do you know? Maybe the dam's been there for a while. So you have to go back into time, and the woman has to make a cheshbon. When's the last time she knows for sure that she wasn't a Nida? Meaning, when's the last time she did a bedika, and the bedika was 100% clean? From that point backwards, you don't have to be chayish for anything. But going back to the last pekida, going back to the last bedika, the last time that we know for sure that she wasn't a Nida, you have to be concerned that maybe she's a Nida. We'll see in the Gemara that Hillel holds that she has to be treated like a Nida only misafik, meaning even Hillel agrees that we don't know for sure that she's a Nida, but she has to be concerned that maybe she's a Nida going back to that time. The Chachamim say, not like Shammai, not little. No, the Chachamim don't hold like Shammai, the Dayan Shaitan, that you don't have to be concerned at all. No, you have to be concerned. But whereas Hillel said that you have to be concerned going back until you know for sure that she was clean, say the Chachamim, no, you only have to go back as far as 24 hours. Me'eslays. You never have to be chayish more than 24 hours. Meaning, it's the lesser of 24 hours, umepkida lupkida. So if she did a bedika 6 hours earlier and she was clean, then you don't have to be chayish 24 hours. You just go back 6 hours. If the last time she did a bedika was 3 days ago, so then you'd have to go back the maximum time, which is 24 hours. So according to the Chachamim, you have to be concerned that maybe the dam was there previously, but you only have to be concerned up until 24 hours. Kol isha sheyesh lo vest, daya shaita. A woman that has a vest. And Rashi says we're talking about a woman that has a vest kavua. So again, a lot more about vest is coming up, but this is a woman who 3 times in a row saw dam on the same day, whether it was the same day of the month or whatever exactly the vest was. But 3 times, so she established a vest kavua. So then the halacha is, if she's roya dam on the vest kavua, everybody agrees that you don't have to go back and be concerned that maybe the dam's there already for 24 hours, or maybe it's there already yomim harbe, because there's a svara of oirach bizman oiva, and the whole concept of vest is that we assume that if that's the time that she saw dam, 3 months in a row, presumably, she's always going to see it at that time. Okay, so if she found it on the vest, so why would you be concerned that maybe it's been there for a little while? Another halach, v'ameshameshes be'iden, harezu pipkido umametes ayad me'es le'es, v'ayad mipkido lepikido. So we're going to see later in the perek that there's an idea that there were certain women where the Chachamim made a takana that every time she has tashmish, she has to use Eden. She has to do a bedika before, and she has to do a bedika after. And the reason is because sometimes the tashmish itself, the bia, can cause the woman to be royadam. These were women that were, they used to eat tyrus, or al tyrus hakoydish, al tyrus hatrumah. So these were more tyrus-related chumras, but there were certain women where the halacha is that she had to do bedika. He also had to do a bedika, but regardless, so that type of bedika, says the Gemara, is considered a bedika as it relates to these halachas. So if a woman did not a regular pekida, not a regular bedika, but the bedika was more a meshameshes be'idin type of bedika, and it was clean, and it was within the period of me'es leis, you just have to go back the full 24 hours, because that meshameshes be'idin counts. Harezu kipkido umametes ayad me'es me'es v'al yad mipkido l'pkido. Ketzer dayashayt, Shammai was the first sheet in the Mishnah. And Shammai said, kol anoshim dayashayt. How does dayashayt work? If a woman was sitting on a bed, basuka b'tayrus, and she was handling tayrus, upirsha, and then she got up, v'ros, and as soon as she got up, she realized that she has dam nida. So the halach is, he t'meyo, she's tome, obviously, moving forward, she's a nida, that's not disputable, tehen tahiris, and as it relates to the tahiris that she was busy with, they're going to be tar. I mean, what do you mean? She just got up. She was with them a second ago. She just stood up, and the second she stood up, she saw that. The Teretz is, Shammai holds, kol anoshim dayan shaitan. I mean, that kol anoshim dayan shaitan, you never have to be concerned going backwards that maybe the dam was there, and the the point of the Mishnah is a little dramatic effect, that even though it happened in such close proximity, she was Oisekes B'Tairis, and she stood up, and the moment she stood up, she was right. Now, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the halacha is that the Tairis that she was Oisekes with are still going to be Tar. One final halacha, Afal Bisha Amru Metame Me'es Le'es, even though the Mishnah says that according to the Chachamim, she's Tame Me'es Le'es, Einay Moina, so the halach is, as it relates to her counting, the 18 days, the 7 and the 11, the Yemei Nida and the Yemei Ziva, that of course is only Mikano Lahaba. Meaning we don't say that now that you're treating her as a Tameh Mi'es La'es, so maybe now it's her second day already in the Cheshvin of the Yomim. Says the Mishnah, no, that's not the way it works. Tuma Mi'es La'es. But in terms of counting, it's only Mikan Ulahaba. Either way, so we had over here the first halacha of Masechtas Nida, and that is a woman was Roya Dam. Either she saw Dam, Rashi's cases where she did a Badika. The question is, was she Tame previously and she just found it? Or maybe she was just Roya Dam at this moment? Meaning, do we have to start being concerned going backwards that maybe the Dam has been there for a little while or not? And what emerged from the Mishnah is really three shittas. Shammai Yomer Kol Anoshim Dayin Shait. You don't have to be concerned going backwards. You don't have to be concerned. There's no sveikis. We could assume 100% Dayin Shait, and all she needs to worry about, Dayin, it's a maspik, right? All you have to worry about is moving forward. You don't have to worry about anything going backwards. Hillel says, no, it's not true. What do you mean? There's a major suffix now. You know she was Raya Dam. Maybe the Dam's been there for 5 days. How do you know? So you have to go back to the last time in history when you know for sure that she didn't have any Dam. Anything that's between then and now is a suffix. And as a result, she has to be treated as a suffix neither. The Chachamim say, I agree with Hillel, that you have to be concerned. But you have to be concerned that the Dam was there for that long a period of time. It's not mestaber. Rather, meisleis up to 24 hours. What if she did a bedika within the 24-hour period? Then anachinami. Pekida lepekida is mametes ayad meisleis, and meisleis is mametes ayad lepekida lepekida. Now, just one thing to be clear. This is not something that's negeya aloha lemaisa. Why not? Because like we spoke at in the introduction, that as it relates to Zmanenu, the only ramification of Nida is whether she's Mutter or whether she's Aser. It's Negeir, her counting. That has no bearing on this idea. The Shaila over here is, as it relates to the Tum of the Tahira, when did she become... Meaning, when a woman became a Nida Bezmanas, it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, she's a Nida. It would only matter with regards to counting, but we said as it relates to counting anyways, Eni Moina, Ela Mishasha Rasa, and... she's a Nida, so what, there's no nafgamina. It's all in the world of Tomei V'Tahaira, where if a woman was Metama, anything she touched in the event that she was a Nida, and this is a Tomei Chamura, Nida is a Tomei Chamura. So if it was Metama, Tomei Chamura, this is a very big deal. So now you have to know, when did she become a Nida? Meaning, if she was a Nida a week ago, and she was a Sekis B'Tahairis over the last week, all that Tahairis is going to be, what if she touched Truma? You can't eat Truma, that's Tomei. So what do you do now? So that's where it's negated. The Shaila, Shammai, Hillel, the Chachamim, again, Bizman Hazeh, is she a Nida or is she not a Nida? She's for sure a Nida. There's no Shaila. The Shaila over here is not, is she a Nida? But rather, when she became a Nida, which only has a nafgamina in the world of Tuma V'Tahairis. Either way, this next Gemara that we're about to learn is from the most lumdish Gemaras in Shas. I mean, literally, Nida Daf Beis and Nida Daf Gimel are synonymous with Ksubas Daf Tes, just to have an idea of the sugyas of Sveikas and really the sugyas of Chazakas. It's just a very brief introduction, and that is, we're familiar with the concept of a Chazakas. Anytime there's a Sofik in Halacha, Bezdin has a Sofik, or there's a Sofik in this, what do you do with a Sofik? So there's many ways we have various Sveikas. Edim, sometimes Rav, Chazaka. One of the tools that the Chacham had at their disposal to be Mavaris Sveikis was the concept of Chazaka. The Makar that a Chazaka works is a Gemara Masechtas Chulin, Daf Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Minoha Milsa da Amir Rabbanon, Oiki Milsa Chazaka. How do you know there's something called Chazaka? Amir Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amir Bjoynesen. The Amakra, it's learned out from a Pasuk. It says, Vyotza Hakoyim in Abayis, El Pesach Habayis, Vehisker as Habayis, Shivas Yavim. So the Pasuk says that a Kohen is coming in to inspect the house. He wants to see if this house is Tameh, it has a Negar, or doesn't have a Negar. So he would go in, he would inspect the house, but he couldn't declare the house Tameh or not Tameh while he was in the house. He had to leave the house, the Pasuk says, V'yasa HaKohen min HaBayis. He went where El Pesach HaBayis, and there the Hizker HaSabayis Shivas Yom. It was outside the house that he made the determination whether this house is Tomei or the house is not Tomei. Freak the Gemara. Maybe by the time this Kohen left the house, the Metzias changed. I mean, maybe the Kohen saw a Nega, he thinks it's Tomei. Now he walks outside. Maybe things change. Elamai, what do you see from here? That you don't assume things change. You see, there's a concept of chazaka, and says the Gemara, this is the makar to the idea of chazaka and kol ha'teru kula. That anytime you have a suffix, you have a right to assume the status quo. That's the concept of chazaka, says the Gemara, with that very brief introduction. My time is the Shammai. What's Poshim Shan and Shammai? Shammai says, Kol Hanoshim, Dayin Shai. So the woman was Rayadam. The question is, when she was Rayadam? We have no idea. Shammai says, you don't have to be concerned. Move forward. My time is the Shammai. So the Gemara says, very simple. Shammai holds Hamid Yisha al Chaskosa. Vyisha Bechaskas Torah in Medes. You don't want to know time of the Shammai? It's because Shammai holds that this woman has a Chazaka. Her Chazaka is, at some point for sure, she was Tar. She knows she went to the mikveh. She knows she's Tar. Now she was Rayadam, and a suffix was Noilad. When exactly she was Rayadam? But she has a chazaka that at some point there was a shtempel, 100%, that she was tar. So being that she had a cheskes tahira, so when you have a suffix, meaning you don't know when the isha was Rayadam, chazaka is going to assume that she was tar until the latest possible time. The hill. It's true, there's a concept of chazaka. But that's hecha the less le reyesa migufe. That's where there's no reyesa. Aval itza, but this woman, kiva the migufe kachazio, being that, and the way Rashi explains the Gemara, which is a little different though in the way it sounds like in the Pashup Shah, Rashi says, kiva the migufe kachazio muada va'alulo hi lakach. Being that a woman is always roya dam nida, it's something that happens naturally. So loya imrinan ukma chaskasa, so it's for that reason you can't rely on the chazaka. Meaning you can rely on a chazaka when there's reason to assume that the chazaka is not changing. But being that this is something that is mu'ada va'alula to change, as a result, the halacha is, Hillel says, in this case, you can't rely, in this case, you can't rely on a chazaka. In other words, the machloikis between Shammai and Hillel went from being a very local machloikis in the world of kol hanoshim da'yei shaitan in Hilchas Nida to a more global machloikis in the world of chazakas. Shammai says the reason kol hanoshim da'yei shaitan is because it's true there's a suffix. It's true, there's a real suffix. But at the same time, there's something called chazaka. It's a Gemara Chulin daf Yud Amud Beis. It underpins kol ha'teru kula. There's a concept of chazaka. I mean that there's a concept of chazaka. This woman has a chazaka. What's her chazaka? She's Torah. Why does she have a cheskes Torah? Because a month ago she went to the mikveh. She was for sure Tara at that point. So now you have a suffix. Was she tamei for the last few days or not tamei for the last few days? Her cheskas tahira paskins that she was Tara. Hence, kol hanoshim da'in shaitan. Hill says you can't work with such a chazaka. Chazaka is all predicated on status quo. Things don't usually change. Well, you're going to tell me this is something that always changes. Mu'ado va'lula hilokach. And it's for that reason, in this case, ein lo cheskas Tara. But before we go vayter, it's just important. Again, this is a very lumbish Gemara. This is a Gemara that's hard to learn in a month, let alone in a half hour. But just to appreciate one point, and that is that this chazaka that Shammai is invoking here in this sugya, and again, that's the whole sugya, is a little bit different than your typical chazaka. Because let's take the Gemara's case of Chulin Daf Yud Amud Beis, the textbook example of chazaka. Kohen walks into a house, he sees a nega, he's ready to pass in its stomach, but there's a halacha. V'yotza kohen in a bayis, el pesach a bayis, and it's only over there that he has a right. Shaila is, maybe by the time he came out, maybe it changed. So there's an idea of chazaka. You don't assume a change. If the nega was there, then we could assume the nega is still here. That's the classic case of chazaka. The classic case of chazaka is that I don't know if something changed or not. Is this tameh or is it tahar? Well, last we know is it was tameh. So we'll assume it's still tameh. Last we know it was tahar. So we'll assume that it's still tahar. The concept of chazaka usually says that let's assume that whatever was didn't change. Over here, the mitzvah has changed. She's for sure in nida mikano lahaba. She saw that. What's the question? Not is she a nida or is she not a nida? Not did she change from when she went to the mikvah a month ago or did she not change? We know she changed. The shaila is when did it change? And what Shammai is saying is that just like chazaka can argue, it can scream in Bezdin that the mitzvah didn't change, it could also say that even when you know for sure it did change, but it changed at the latest possible time. Because as it relates to Nechten, as it relates to yesterday, I had a chazaka.
What do you mean? What kind of chazaka did you have? The chazaka that it didn't change. You know it changed. Yeah, it changed today. It didn't change yesterday. The lomdus is not so hard. But just to bring out, to be mamchish, the point that it's a little different than your classic chazaka. Because your classic chazaka, the argument that the chazaka is making is that it never changed. Here it can't make that argument because she was Raya Dam Nida. The question is something else. As it relates to yesterday, where this woman was Isekis Betahiris, was she a Nida or not? Yesterday she had a chazaka. And Agam today, it's not there anymore. Either way, says the Gemara. So we have a machloikis between Shammai and Hillel, not Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but Shammai, not a lot of machloikis in Shas between Shammai and Hillel, a handful. So here you have a machloikis between Shammai and Hillel. With regards to this Isha that was Raya Dam Nida today, for sure she's a Nida Mekano Lahaba. The question is, maybe the Dam was in her Beis Arechem for a while. So do you have to be concerned? Do you not have to be concerned? Shammai says no. Why? Because as it relates to the Zman of Lemafreya, she has a chazaka. Hillel says this is not a good chazaka. Afraid the Gemara, my shlomi mikvah. Why is this different than a mishnah mesach this mikvah? It's time we learned to the mishnah mikvah. There was a mikvah that everybody assumed this mikvah was a good mikvah. It had 40 saw. It had the right share. One day, the gabayim, the people that were in charge of the mikvah, went. They measured it, and lo and behold, 39 saw. It was nimsa chaser. Now what do we do? The last time it was inspected was a month ago. People have been using this mikvah for the last month. So do we have to be concerned now, all of a sudden, that everything that happened over the last month is problematic? It's a mishnah. Kol tahayros shenasu al gabav l'mafreya. Any tahayros that were nasu al gabav. So just to keep it simple, if someone toivled a keli in this mikvah, that keli, bein bershus harabim, bein bershus hayochit meis. It doesn't matter if the mikvah is bershus harabim. It doesn't matter if the mikvah is bershus hayochit. The halacha is that you have to view this keli as being tameh, meaning the keli was tameh. You titled it in a mikvah, thinking the mikvah was tahar. Now all of a sudden we have a suffix. We're not sure if the mikvah is tahar or if the mikvah was tameh during that time that you did the tefillah. You did the tefillah during the last month. So the halacha, it doesn't matter if it's b'shus harabim. It doesn't matter if it's b'shus hayachid. It's going to be tameh. Now, what does the mishnah mean when it says bein b'shus harabim, bein b'shus hayachid? Because we know the rule is that suffix tumah b'shus harabim is fekei tahar, which means then if the mishnah is saying bein b'shus harabim is bein b'shus hayachid tameh, it's the mishnah's way of saying, it's the lamdan's way of saying that it's not tameh misafik, it's tameh mivadai. Because if it was tameh misafik, then b'shus harabim would be tahar. So by saying bein b'shus harabim bein b'shus hayachid, other than the halacha that it's tameh b'shus harabim, what we're also saying is that tameh means mivadai, meaning it's no safik. Mikvah shenim that v'nim tzachas is very important. Kol tayrei shenasu agab of the mafreya, bein b'shus rabim, bein b'shus yochet, tmeya is mivada. You could add that word. Because if it was only misafik, it wouldn't be tomei b'shus rabim. Because you would say safik tomei b'shus rabim. So, l'chay repash shepshan in the Gemara, you see that it's tomei mivada. Freit the Gemara, this is a kasha both on Shammai and on Hillel. L'shammai kasha l'mafreya. L'hil kasha vaday. According to Shammai, what shver? L'mafreya. Shammai holds in our Mishnah, kol anoshim dayin shaita. Meaning, the Gemara is drawing a parallel between the Mishnah's case and this case. What's the parallel? In the Mishnah's case, a woman knows today that she's a Nida. She has a suffix when she was Raya Dam Nida. Do you have to be Chayish going backwards? Or do you not have to be Chayish going backwards? Shammai said you don't have to be Chayish. Kol Anoshim, Dayan Shaitan. Hillel said, you have to be Chayish, Misafik. Misafik, you have to be concerned. This is a parallel case. Here you have a mikvah that we know for sure is not a kasha mikvah. Shaila is, when did it become not kasha? Has it been not kasha for a while? Or maybe it just became not kasha right now. Maybe the moment they measured it is when it became not kasha. What's the halacha? Everybody holds that it's a problem. Not only does everybody hold it's a problem, everybody holds the problem mivadai. If that's the case, it's a kasha on Shammai, it's a kasha on Hillel. It's a kasha on Shammai l'mafreya. Shammai holds you never chayish anything l'mafreya. Here you're being chayish l'mafreya, and it's a kasha on Hillel as well. The ilu meyes le'esha ben nidah tayin lo'yech le'sarfim. Because Hillel's sheet is, as it relates to the meyes le'es, or as it relates to being chayish mepkida l'pkida, Hillel's sheet in the Mishnah, where he said that this woman has to be concerned that maybe she was a tamei l'mafreya, it's only misafik. What does it mean it's a safik? So for example, if she touched truma, this truma now, you can't eat, because maybe the truma is tamei, but also l'sarfi, you can't burn it. Well, usually, what do you do with truma that's tamei? You burn it. You can't burn it, because maybe it's not tamei. Meaning you treat it as a safik. Dilu hacha tuma vadai. Over here, it sounds like it's a vadai tuma, says the Gemara. No, it's different. The two cases are not the same. You know, even though the setup of the case is very, very similar, but the longest of the case is different. Why? Because Hasam Mishum Deikul Meimar Hemet Tamei Al Cheskasoi Ve'em Aloy Tava. What was the whole yisoid of Shammai Shit in our Mishnah? This woman has a chazaka that she was tahar. She went to the mikvah a month ago. So she's becheskes tahira. So being that she's becheskes tahira, so her chazaka paskins that she was tahar until the latest possible time. Hillel also acknowledges that on some level it's a chazaka. He has a problem with the chazaka, you can't use it 100%. As a result, at the end of the day, what you end up with is with a suffix. But let's apply the principle of chazaka to the case of the mikveh. We're dealing with a keli. Somebody toiveled a keli in this mikveh 2 weeks ago. The last time it was inspected was a month ago. You're not sure, 2 weeks ago, was it tameh or was it tar? This person who toiveled the keli, why did he toivel it? Because it was tameh. So the chazaka of the keli is that it's a cheskes tumah. So if the chazaka is a keli, it's a cheskes tumah. It's pasha why it's going to be. So it's true, the setup of the case is very similar. But Shammai and Hillel's psak is not based on the setup of the case. It's based on the chazaka. And the chazaka in our Mishnah is a cheskes tahayra. Whereas the chazaka, in the case of mikveh shenindav and imtzachasker, is a cheskes tumah, says the Gemara. But I hear what you're saying. That the keli that somebody toiveled in this mikveh was becheskes tumah. But how do you know that that's the right chazaka to use? Isn't there another chazaka? Either Rabbi Hemin mikveh al cheskasai, the emel oi chasai. I mean, if you're going to go down the chazaka road, there's another chazaka here. What's the other chazaka? The mikveh. The mikveh has a chazaka that it was measured a month ago. And when it was measured a month ago, it was a good mikveh. So as a result, why are you relying on the chazaka of the keli? Maybe you should instead work with the chazaka of the mikveh. So again, it should be like the case of our Mishnah, where the chazaka is suggesting that it's okay, but the Gemara says that you can't do that. No, you can't rely on the chazaka of the mikveh, because harei chasa lefanecha. Because what are you going to tell me? That we know the mikveh a month ago was okay, and as a result, let's assume that it was okay until the latest possible time. Right now, is it okay? No. Harei chasa lefanecha. So how could you work now? How could you work now with the chazak? Freit the Gemara. We spoke this out as a chiddush when we started the Gemara. But you see the same thing in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, her chazak is a cheskas tahayra. Although right now, for sure, she had nam. The teretz is, as it relates to the world of Lamafreya, where we had the suffix, we were allowed to use the chazaka. So the Gemara says, no, hashtahu the chazoy. In the Mishnah, it's different. Because in the Mishnah, even though haridam lefanecha, but it's reasonable to assume that she just had seen the dam at the time that she did the bedikah. Why should you assume mikveh is any different? Maybe it just became chaser right now. Mara says, no, hachi hash. Chasam over the ikle meme chaser vasa, chaser vasa. Hacham ikle meme chazoi vasa, chazoi vasa. A mikveh, if you have a leak in a mikveh, so it's going to leak with time. That's usually the way. That doesn't just happen in a second. Usually, the metzias is that it happens with time. So it's mestaber, where you have ari chaser lefanecha, that it could be this has been going on for a little while. So even though the mikveh technically has a chazaka that it was a kosher mikveh, but there's for sure a reyes in the mikveh by virtue of the fact that arichas alavanecha. But a woman that's roya dam nida, that is something that usually does happen at one time. It's not something that happens sebislach. And as a result, tainas the gemara, that's the difference. So haridam lefanecha doesn't shter the chazaka, but arichas alavanecha does shter lefanecha. But the gemara says, how do you know? Umay koshia, is that for sure the case? Dilma hagas hagas chazise. Maybe no. Maybe the nida could also be that way. Maybe she saw it slowly and it was dribbling out. How do you know that's not the way it happened? So the Gemara says, you're right. Hasam over there, ikka tarti l'reyesa, hachi ikka chadu l'reyesa. This is the punchline, and it's a punchline that's going to repeat itself a few times now. That is, says the Gemara, the two cases are very different. You know why they're different? Because in the case of mikveh, there's two reasons. There's two arguments to make that suggest that the kalim that were getoiveled in this mikveh during the last few weeks where we have this matzav of safik are tameh. As opposed to, in the case of nida, there's only one argument. What's the two arguments by mikveh? Number one, the keli that one toiveled in this mikveh was tameh before he put it in the mikveh. Why do you toivel a keli? Unless it's tameh. So obviously the keli has a cheskes tumah. So number one, you have the chazaka of the keli. As it relates to the mikveh itself, there's a reyesa, harei chasa lefanecha. Right now the mikveh is chaser. And being that the mikveh is chaser right now, that's a second reyesa. On the flip side, you have the chazaka of the mikveh that says that it was a kosher mikveh the last time it was inspected. So presumably it's still kosher. That's true. But you have two things. Tarti l'reyes is saying that it's not good. You have one is saying that it is good. At the end of the day, the two against one, and you have tarti l'reyes, and that's why kol tairish anasu agaba v'mafreya bein b'shus harabim bein b'shus hayochet meyois mivadai, because there's two things saying that those tairish should be not okay. Number one, the cheskas tumah of the thing itself that went into the mikveh, and number two, the mikveh itself has a reyesa. That's the second reyesa. Because right now it's chaser, and the fact that it's chaser now, that's also a reyesa. So you have two reyesas, as opposed to in the case of nida, there's only one reyesa. Why? What's the Reyesa. The Reyesa is that right now she has Dam. The fact that she has Dam now, that seems to suggest that maybe she had Dam earlier. But as it relates to the Nida herself, the equivalent thereof to the Keli in the case of Mikvash and Nimdad, the Nimtza Chaser, her Chazak is not that she was Tameh, it's just the opposite. Her Chazak is that she was Tahar. So you only have one Reyesa saying that it's not okay, and it's for that reason. In our Mishnah, it's Machlokes Shammai and Hillel. According to Shammai, you could rely on the Chazak 100%. Even according to Hillel, only Misafik you have to be concerned, and it's based on Hillel not being comfortable with the Chazaka, as opposed to Mikvash and Nimtza Chaser, being that there's two Reyeses, over there she's going to be Tamei Mivan. But the Gemara asks another question. Why is this different than another case? The case of Chavis, the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, how you buy the Kasa Chavis. So this is talking about a person that had a lot of wine. And wine is something that, of course, you have to be Mafish Chumas and Maestris from. If you want to drink from your wine, you have to be Mafish Chumas. But this person had so much wine, and instead of being mafish a little bit of truma, every time he opened up a barrel of wine, what he did was he dedicated 10 barrels, let's say, for his truma. And what he would do is every time he would open up a barrel, he would say, oh, those barrels that I have in my basement somewhere, I'm having in mind that some of the wine in there should be truma for this barrel that I'm opening as well. So again, instead of doing the conventional way, every time he opens a barrel, start making cheshbonos, how much he has to be mafresh, he knew in the beginning of the year that there's going to be a lot of trumas this year, and he just dedicated a whole bunch of barrels, and every time he opens up a barrel, he has in mind, right, you can give truma b'machshava, v'nechshav lochem trumaschem. You can do it b'machshava, he has in mind that it's going to come from there. Now, what happened? One day he went and he inspected his truma wine, and he realized that the wine had spoiled. It became chaymetz. And this is a problem. It's a problem according to one sheet in the Gemara, Bava Basra, Rebbe, who holds that yayin and chaymetz is not the same min. And if it's not the same min, in the world of trumas and ma'isris, where you can't be mafresh, al minoy, al she'enay minoy, it's a problem. It's a problem because you can't be mafresh from chaymetz and yayin. The problem is, the last time he inspected this wine was a month ago. He already opened a few good bottles in the last month. And now the shaila is, all those bottles that he opened up, and he was mafresh truma in his head from that. Maybe it was chaymetz already. If it was chaymetz, it couldn't be mafresh. So what's the halacha? What does this year do? So he goes to the Rav. Hey, you boy, the kasach obviously is mafresh shalat truma. Now he found chaymetz. It's up to Mishnah, and this is confusing. Ko gimel yomim vaday. Mikam ve'elach sofim. So machlokes amirom, what this means. Kol gimel yom evadim. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Does kol gimel yom evadim mean that he can go back to the last time he inspected his wine? It was a month ago. The 3 days after that, he could assume for sure it was okay. I mean, if it was okay the day he inspected it, if it sure took 3 days in order for it to start spoiling. But after 3 days, it's a suffix. Or kol gimel yom evadai means the last 3 days. If today it's spoiled, if it sure started spoiling 3 days ago. But as it relates to this kufa, that's not part of the gimel yom. Whatever gimel yom means, it's going to be a suffix. What's the Gemara's kasha? Fake the Gemara kasha l'shamai. Isn't this also the same case? This is a third parallel case. Again, you have a case where right now, for sure, the wine spoiled. The shayla is, when did it spoil? So you have this kufa in the past where you don't know what happened. So what's the halacha? Suffolk. So says the Gemara, it's a kash on Shammai. Now, this is not a kash on Hill. The last kash from Mikvah was a kash on Hill as well. This is not a kash on Hill, because what did Hill say? Suffolk. That's what Hill said in our Mishnah. Like Toilin. Right, Toilin. Like Sarfim. So according to Hill, it's very good. Hill in our Mishnah treats it as a suffolk. In this Mishnah treats it as a suffolk as well. But Shammai said, Kol anoshim dayashayt. Why? Because I'm afraid you could follow us on a chazaka. So Frank the Gemara, why don't you have the chazaka? Again, it's the same case, right? The parallel between all three cases. Kol anoshim dayin shaitan. What's the case? Today she was roya dam. The question is, how long was the dam there? Today the mikvah's chasa. The question is, when did it become chasa? Today the wine spoiled. The question is, when did it spoil? And the Gemara repeats the same shakla v'tayir that it just had, and it's going to end up in the same place. Look, the Gemara, no chasa, mishum dikla meh mehem etevelach es gasa. Ve'em eloi niskan. The reason over there, it's treated as a suffix, and the reason Shammai holds it different than in our Mishnah, because again, what's Shammai's reason for saying kol anoshim dayin shaitan? It's because this woman has a chazaka. Her chazaka is that she's tahar. But over there, what are we danning? We're danning the tevel. We're danning the wine that this person was opening. He's opening wine. The wine is becheskas tevel. Now you want to know if it had a good hafrashas truma on it? Chazaka says not. Therefore, emelin is v'edimar adirab. Behemid yain al chazkas of emelin hichmet. Why are you looking at the chazaka of the tevel? Maybe look at the chazaka of the wine and assume that it was good fresh wine. But the Gemara says arei hichmet lefanecha. Right now, it's spoiled. Hachanami v'edimar Gemara. If you're going to work with that arei hichmet lefanecha, then what's shamayis chazaka in our mishnah? Arei dam lefanecha. How's it relying on the chazaka? Now for sure it's changed. So the Gemara says no. In our mishnah, it's different because hashdu the chazoy. Hashdu nami hashdu the hichmets. Why not there assume the same thing? The mitzvah is the wine doesn't just spoil in a second. It happens with time. So you know this has been going on for a while. So being that you know it's been going on for a while, so over there you have a reyesa. But over here, here you can't assume that. And therefore, the Gemara says, my kosher, how do you know you can't assume? Maybe that's the way it happened over here as well. So the Gemara says, you're right. Same teretz like you said before. And again, what's the tarti l'reyesa that you have in that sugya? The tarti l'reyesa is, the number one, you have the chazaka of the wine that was becheskas tevel. So you assume in a case of Suffolk that it's still tevel. And number two, you have hari hechmetz lefanecha. That's the second reyesa. L'umazeh, you have the wine that has a chazaka that it was good wine. Okay, you have two reyesas. I mean, they have two reyesas, it's going to be a problem. In our mission, in the case of Nida, you only have one reyesa. The reyes is hari dam lefanecha. But as it relates to her chazaka is that she's a tahira. And being that her chazaka says she's a Torah, over there, it's going to be different. So the bottom line is the Gemara really brought together three cases, Nida, Mikvah, and Chavis, which at first glance seem to be almost the same. But really, after further analysis, what emerges from the Gemara, it's two sugyas, Nida l'chud, and Mikvah and Chavis l'chud. And why? Because at the end of the day, when you have a suffix, it's not the story that matters as much as the chazakas that matter. And from the chazaka perspective, the chazakas, the profile of the chazakas are very different in the case of Nida versus the way they are in the case of Mikvah and Chavis. In Mikvah and Chavis, there's tarti l'reyesa. There's two ideas advocating on behalf of there being a problem. In the case of Mikvah, you have the chazaka of the keli that was tameh. You also have the mikvah that has a reyesa, harichas lefanecha. In the case of Chavis, you have the chazaka of the tevel. The wine for sure was once tevel. And you have the chazaka of the wine that right now it's hechmetz. In the case of Nidar, her chazaka is that she's tar. So really, the only reyesa that you have is harei dam lefanecha. Where there's tarti the reyesa, it's one sugya. Where there's only one reyesa, it's a different sugya. I'll befreak the Gemara that if you're holding cheshbon, there is a kasha that you have to ask. Meaning, because what comes out, what we're holding at this point, is that mikvah and chavis are one and the same. The problem is, in halacha, they weren't treated the same. What was the case of mikvah? Mikvah shenimdat v'nimtza chaser, kol tayrish and aswa gabal v'mafreya, b'mishos rabin, b'mishos ayochi, t'meyos. And what we say t'meyos means vade. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha even on Hillel. Because t'meyos means vade. And how do you know t'meyos means vade? Because if it didn't mean vade, then b'mishos rabin, l'chayra, you would think it would be tar. Because safik toma b'mishos rabin, sveik tar. But either way, t'meyos meant vade. Just to keep it simple. T'meyos meant vade. And in the case of chavis, what was the halacha? Safik. Both cases are tarti l'reyesa. We came out, we did the math, they were the same exact, it's the same story. Today it's a problem. The shayla is when the problem evolved. We know in both cases there's a tarti l'reyesa. So how come here it's a vade, here it's a safik? Frey te gemara v'rami chavis ha-mikvah. Ma'ishna hocha vadai, u'ma'ishna hocha safik. Amrav chanidim isuras, Rav chanidim isuras was so impressed by this question, he said there's only one way to answer this question. You have to say it's a machloikis. That's the easiest answer. Between the two mishnayis, and you have to say it's two different tanoim. You have to say, man tanu chavis Reb Shimon. The tan of chavis that said safik is Reb Shimon. The legabe mikveh nami sveika mashvile. Because Reb Shimon holds, and in mikveh it's also going to be a safik. The time we learn to the mishwa, nikveh sheninda, the nimtza chaser. Kol atayrish anasva, agabel of mafreya, beimishos harabim, beimishos yochet tmeyos. That's the mishnah we quoted before. Reb Shimon oimer. Reb Shimon says no. Beishos harabim tohoirois. Beishos either way, so we just really made a haschala on what we'll see is the first teretz of the Gemara's question. My time of the Shammai. What's Pshat and Shammai? That Shammai holds Kol Anoshim Daya Shaitan. What the Gemara said is that Shammai holds Kol Anoshim Daya Shaitan because this woman has a chazaka. Her chazaka is that she's Becheskas Tahar. Last she knows she went to the mikveh. Now she was Roya Dam. There's this interim period of time where maybe she was Tameh, maybe she wasn't Tameh. She has a chazaka that says she's Tahar. Hill doesn't like this chazaka because this is a chazaka that really is going to change. Mu'adav alula hilokach. And as a result, you can't rely on the chazaka. But one thing is clear, that even Hill that argues with Shammai, it's all a misafik, maybe even midrabanan. But for now, it's misafik. Meaning, if this woman would touch truma, you wouldn't be able to burn the truma. What do you mean? Truma, that's telling me you're allowed to burn. No, because even Hill acknowledges the epis vas, there might be a chazaka over here. The Gemara said, really? Is that the way it works? Maishlami mikvah, maishlami chavis. And the Gemara's big answer was, tarti l'reyesa, which up until this point, we just taiched. But we didn't explain. There's a very important Shev Shmaitza and Shmaitza Gimel. That's Shem tomorrow.